from KQED.
California's budget is just about wrapped up. Governor Jerry Brown and top legislators ironed out a deal that uses Brown's conservative spending total and the K-12 education spending plan he's been pushing. But as the California Report's Sacramento Bureau Chief Scott Detrow reports, lawmakers left the bargaining table with some of their priorities addressed, too.
There's that saying about compromises. They leave everybody a little unhappy. That sentiment was on display last night from Democrats Nancy Skinner and Mark Leno as they and the rest of the Budget Conference Committee voted on a $96 billion spending plan.
I'm not jumping up with joy that we're in a situation where we have to pull this back.
It's not everything that we had hoped for, but is a compromise indeed.
Every leader involved in negotiations got part, but not all, of their budget priorities. Assembly Speaker John Perez had been pushing to fund scholarships for middle-class students attending California colleges. The scholarship program is part of the budget, but it will be phased in over several years. And Senate President Pro Tem Daryl Steinberg had pushed to restore dental coverage in the Medi-Cal program. The budget spends a third less on the benefits than Steinberg wanted. Still, the Democrat says he's happy.
We have fought for this as one of the most visible examples of the impact of cuts over the past 4 or 5 years, and I'm feeling good right now.
And Governor Brown emerged from talks with many of his main priorities intact. Legislative leaders had wanted to spend about $2 billion more than Brown next year, but in the end, they went with his more conservative estimate. But Brown did concede to legislative demands to spend more money in several areas, including the courts, which got an extra $60 million. Here's how Senate Democrat Lonnie Hancock took the deal.
It is certainly better than nothing. Anything always is.
Brown and Democratic lawmakers also reached middle ground on the most high-profile sticking point in this year's talks, how to restructure the way California funds school districts. Senate Democrats had objected to Brown's plan to steer extra money to districts where more than half of students are poor or learning English. The compromise still pushes extra money to those districts, but now 55% of the school population needs to fit that description to trigger the extra money instead of 50%. The new plan also puts more money into the base grant that goes to every school district and increases overall spending by about $200 million. Higher-income districts like South Pasadena Unified still don't like the plan and argue the state should increase across-the-board school spending after years of cuts. South Pasadena Superintendent Joel Shapiro.
Our schools are so drastically underfunded compared to schools in other states. I have not been in favor of redistributing money to school districts based on a new formula until funding per pupil has been brought up to a reasonable level.
The budget plan came together smoothly, without the high tension and drama that characterized negotiations during California's years of large deficits, or when spending plans required a two-thirds vote. Assembly Speaker John Perez says the spending plan, which saves more than $1 billion for future fiscal years, is a sign California's economy is on the upswing.
We took this state from a point of absolute economic despair to a point of stability where we see the economy turning around.
The Assembly and Senate have until Friday to vote on the spending plan. Brown has until the end of the month to sign it into law. For the California Report, I'm Scott Detrow in Sacramento.